Mad Marv's Notebook for August 31st, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. This is the last day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm recording this after the Topics of Trek session, and all the panels I wanted to go to, I've gone to this Dragon Con. And now I'm looking at early evening of Sunday and trying to figure out if I've got enough energy to go take more photos. Yesterday I missed my recording because I thought I was coming down with something. I didn't get all that much sleep on Friday night, and I had a little bit of an itchy sniffle in my nose. I know I have allergies, the dust allergy specifically, and it makes a runny nose, which if I don't take care of it will end up becoming a post-nasal drip and then develop into a real cold. But that all happened, I want to say, Saturday morning, maybe around Saturday lunchtime. And that did kind of ruin plans for Saturday evening. And, well, short story, shorter. 3 Benadryls later, I'm kind of back to normal right now, maybe. Still feel a little drowsy just because of the meds, but my nose is dry. Haven't sneezed all day, so hoping that holds up for the rest of tonight. I've got a very early flight tomorrow morning, so I can't make it a late night. And let's see, I'm trying to reflect over the whole dog days now, because that's usually what we do at the end of these things. And I'm trying to remember what I was thinking about when I was starting it up this year. I knew I was looking forward to Dragon Con for the whole month, and honestly for several months before my vacation, just because of work. And yeah, the way things turned out, where I had to take a lot of work on vacation with me, and when I'm getting back into the office on Tuesday, yeah, I got a lot of several dumpster fires are still going on that I'll have to address then. But I don't want to think about it just yet. Oh, otherwise, overall this year, from all the other Dog Days podcasts, I think it's been a fun challenge this year. I think if they made that trivia challenge every year, yeah, I think I only got one. I know I said I got 2, but turned out my second answer was wrong, so I think I've only gotten one answer correct out of all of those trivia questions. That was a hard trivia. And I know I haven't kept up on any of the podcasts while Dragon Con was going on. I got it queued up, and I'll probably listen to them on the flight back home. That'll be a all-day thing. And yeah, definitely need something to keep me occupied during that flight. Let's see, plans for between now and the next next Dog Days, I'm not sure. A lot of it's gonna probably depend. Well, not planning on leaving my job, but what was that thing? I do remember from Manager Tools podcast, what was the recommendation? How did they phrase it? Yeah, you always have to be open for the right opportunity. And I know, yeah, looking for opportunities is never, it's always an ongoing thing. You never want to close yourself off to the right opportunity, because you are the only one that chooses which opportunity is the right one. You can always turn down the wrong opportunities. Just don't close yourself off. But honestly, right now, as tough as the or as challenging this job is right now, it wasn't so, if everything wasn't piling on at the same time, I think it would be fairly manageable. And you know, aside from, you know, this the shorthandedness of our department, I do like the job in general. So it's not that I'm looking for a new job. We had more staff, and I wouldn't have to be handling everything for the department myself. I don't know, I kind of wanted to go out on a happy note this time around. But who knows, maybe I'll do a the Dog Days of Abaddon this year. I think I've done one or two and then dropped off very quickly in the past. Never really had the commitment to go through every days of the Advent, but I don't know, maybe I can this year. Who knows? Anyway, still Dragon Con left to be experiencing, so I'm gonna go do that and I'll talk to you later.